Hello.
I don't know. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Welcome. Welcome to. I forgot our name. Show name.
Juan Chicken Tenzers.
Are you sure? It's Juan Chicken Tenzers. Yeah.
It's just Juan Chicken Tenzers.
But welcome to Juan Chicken Tenzers. This is Juanchi, and I'm joined here today, as every other day, by.
Well, every other week.
Every other week.
Every week.
By Mr.
Every week.
Whoa. Sorry. By Mr. Ben Tenzer.
Yeah.
We're having some technical issues.
A little bit.
Yeah, so this is, you're currently listening to No Surprises by Radiohead. A bit of a different intro song.
Much better, much better. Sorry, the volume was turned.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5. It's currently
Kiss
105.
FM, or not Kiss FM, WMFO Medford.
How's the weather looking like today?
Beautiful.
As always.
Banging.
Bang.
Yeah, I couldn't think of another word.
It's the people, I see a bunch of people doing a toaster right now. They're getting the best weather.
Wow, yeah. Imagine getting, this is your tour.
Like,
this is so misleading.
You ED here, yeah.
You come and you see Tufts, you see everyone on Prez Lawn hanging out, sprawled out in the sun. You're like, wow, this place is great.
It's like,
little do they know, this is the only day I've ever had like this in my entire 3 years.
No way.
100%. Well, I don't even remember sophomore spring.
Beginning of fall, it's kind
of
like
Yeah, beginning of fall is quite nice.
Did you cue something?
No, not yet. I was going to just play that one.
Yeah, but just, okay, whatever. Well, this next song is Karma Police by Radiohead. We're playing Radiohead today, I guess. Yeah, they're getting a false impression, but it is a beautiful school.
It is a beautiful school. It's more beautiful when it's in beautiful weather, which is very rare.
And very beautiful.
And now, you know, Juanchi and I have about a month left of school.
And we still haven't done the conspiracy theory
so
show. We were supposed to do it last week and then this week, but we keep forgetting.
Elephant in the room, we keep hyping up this conspiracy episode and we just keep forgetting the plan. So
you gotta warm the oven.
You
gotta warm the oven.
What does that mean?
You gotta
okay, I'll preheat the oven.
That's what I thought. That's what I meant. Alright, shall we let this one play?
Yeah. I hope you guys are having a nice little day out there. It's 106 in the PM. Oh, 107 now. Look at that. Crazy how time just kind of moves. Yeah. Well, get outside. Throw some sunglasses on. Wear shorts. Yeah, someone from the West Coast. We wear shorts all the time.
Yeah.
Move out to the East Coast for school. Totally forget shorts are a thing. Yep. I haven't worn shorts.
I own one pair of shorts.
Since 2019.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. Oh, we just wore them in Columbia.
Yeah, but like,
at school, I haven't worn shorts and, geez, I don't even know. So, I don't know, let's listen to this song, huh?
Yeah. Karma Police Radio.
All right, Karma Police.
This is what you get. This is what you get when you mess with us.
That was Karma Police by Radiohead.
Yep.
And what time is it?
Ew.
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 And me one go home.
Ew.
Me said.
Was Freddie Mercury inspired by this song?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
You're currently listening to Banana Boat song. By Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, that's a good question about Freddie Mercury. That's obviously one of the coolest things to ever happen in the entirety of human history.
I was laughing and I coughed at the same time. Okay, excuse me for that.
When Freddie Mercury sound, was on the stage at Live Aid,
the greatest.
I'm sure y'all have seen it. If y'all haven't seen it, you gotta see it.
Have you seen the movie Bohemian?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Sick movie. Rami Malek really killed it as Fredward Mercury. But the scene, it's Live Aid. It's what, the biggest concert of all time to that point?
Woodstock. After Woodstock.
Sure. They got all pretty much the best bands of the last like 20-30 years out there. Queen had broken up.
Yeah.
Before Live Aid.
Yeah.
They were somehow able to. Freddie went on a little solo run, not uberly successful. And they were somehow able to recruit him back to the squad to perform at this magical event that was Live Aid. And Mr. Freddie gets up on the stage. They don't start singing yet. He just comes out, much like they do in this song. He hits them with the what?
Which one?
Freddie.
What song does he hit them with?
No song.
He goes, Ew!
Yeah.
And the crowd goes,
Ew!
And then he's like, Ew!
Ew!
And so on and so forth. And I mean, I just know this because of the movie and the clip. But
yeah, it's so cool.
Everyone's
man.
Like, whoa, he's crazy. This is in Wembley too.
He's a composer.
Huge stage.
He's guiding the crowd. Whatever he says, the crowd says back to him like a mirror.
Yeah.
And he just, I've never seen anyone have that much control over such a mass amount of people. You know, obviously barring like dictators. They like, you know.
Any musical, I mean, yeah, I don't know. An important event in music history, I think.
Certainly. And they were the best ones.
And iconic.
Iconic.
Were they? No, they were not the best ones at that time.
No, but they probably, I think it had the best performance of
Live. Oh, yeah. I mean, some say it's one of the best performances.
Oh, of all time.
Period.
Hundo P.
Yeah, which is cool. Cool. So if you haven't seen, if you don't know anything about this, I recommend watching that clip.
Watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
Or just Bohemian Rhapsody.
Or you know the clip.
I forgot the song. The name of it.
Anyways, I'm wearing sunglasses. We're inside.
But it's so sunny that we need it.
Here's the thing, man. You can wear sunglasses inside.
Why?
It's just a vibe. Like, screw everyone else. Screw the sun. If you like the way you feel in the sunglasses, just wear the goddamn sunglasses.
Is that our PSA?
Yeah. PSA of the day. You can wear your goddamn sunglasses inside if you friggin' want to. Alright? Just do it. Be like Nike. You know what they say at Nike? Just do it. Wear your damn sunglasses inside. It's a beautiful day. All right? It's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day inside. Wear those damn sunglasses. All right? And enjoy. That's the PSA of the day, although we'll probably have another one for you within 30 minutes.
15.
Well, 15 is within 30.
That is true. That is a great point. Anyway.
A little something in the throat ski here.
Yeah. Some seasonal allergies coming in. Spring is here,
spring
actually.
Spring has sprung, man.
Spring has sprung.
It's April.
It came.
It's mid... Whoa.
Conquered.
It's mid-April. That's crazy.
It is mid-April.
Damn, I remember when it was March.
Remember when we were freshmen?
No.
Yeah, I knew that.
We were at different schools.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were sophomores? Because I barely do, honestly.
It was COVID.
I know. It sucked.
Hanging around.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I don't even remember it being this nice.
I do remember we would go outside.
Yeah.
And eat outside.
I feel like that was fall, though.
No, it was also spring. Yeah, I remember seeing the trees bloom. Anyway, the music is over.
Oh.
And you know what time it is?
What time?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, baby! All right, let's get into this one.
This is The Way You Make Me Feel. 2012 remaster, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Have a fun time.
Enjoy
the weather and enjoy the song.
Never know.
That was The Way You Make Me Feel by
Michael Jackson.
1972.
You might know him from the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Or like from Michael Jackson. Superstar Michael Jackson. Anyway.
This was my idea for new background music, but it's kind of weird.
What is it?
I put bluegrass instrumental. I thought it was going to be like banjo, sunshine, but I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like I'm in a movie, in a romantic movie.
It could be a little Wes Anderson film. You seen any of these Wes Anderson films?
I have not. I don't think I've seen any.
Dude, they're damn good.
Yeah, I heard.
Just saw Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Changed my life.
Change your life?
I don't know about that.
Wow,
I don't know about that. This could totally be in one of his movies. No, Grand Budapest Hotel, phenomenal movie.
What's it about?
Didn't you ever see, I'll give you one. Didn't you ever see Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah. Oh, that's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That one I saw as a kid. Grand Budapest Hotel, there's this hotel, it's called the Grand Budapest.
Yeah.
It's got this enormous history, and there's this, not bellman, the lobby manager, hotel manager, is this very eclectic figure who forms all these relationships with all these older women who come into his hotel, and he's kind of like a celebrity there.
What kind of relationships?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's just this very intriguing, odd character who talks in these weird manners, and then there's this new kid, the lobby boy in training, who becomes his like apprentice, and there's a whole plot. One of his women dies and she's rich and there's a fortune, and
does he keep it? You can't tell me.
Oh, you know what,
there we go. This is what I wanted.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, this makes me think of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he played the banjo.
Yeah, you never seen the things that Kermit playing the banjo on the...
No, yeah.
Dude, yeah, I saw him.
You saw Kermit the Frog?
I saw him. No, in real life. I'm not even kidding.
How?
It was cool. I was at a...
You're walking down the street.
You ever heard of
LA?
The show?
If you live in LA,
yeah,
you
it's
see
my
everyone. Even Kermit the Frog.
You ever heard of the show The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
I was there.
Okay, like watching.
I had like the record, the taping, not live.
Oh.
Or maybe it was like the practice run.
Yeah.
And they were doing like a Muppets special.
Really?
And so I saw the guy like with his hand in the frog.
Wow.
Like doing all the signs. It was crazy.
Was Miss Piggy there?
She was there. She's a funny one.
She's a funny one?
She's all right. I mean, she's quite annoying. Frankly, if that was my wife, I'm not sure how happy I would be. But yeah, Muppets, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
How old is that franchise?
It's gotta be. It's gonna be like 70s.
70s?
60s?
Not earlier?
No, I don't think it was earlier.
Like, I feel like for a franchise about.
Because I don't think it was a comic before, which is where a lot of these things got started.
Oh. Like, for a franchise to be about, like, puppets and become that popular, I feel like it has to be, like, old.
Well, they had the movie come out.
Yeah, but that's kind of new. That's what, like,
that was
Jason Segel, right?
Yeah. The man.
The man himself.
I can't get the right wireless internet frequency to search this one up.
Yeah, Wi-Fi wasn't working very well.
I'm trying to get off. Oh, yep. 76.
76.
Yep, first episode of The Muppet Show.
Wow.
Sesame Street. When do you think?
Sesame Street, 90s.
90s?
Yeah.
69.
69?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Sesame Street is this.
I never really watched that when I was a kid. They kind of scared me.
Really? Which character?
The bird.
Big Bird?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. If I were to watch that today, especially.
So scary.
Say you took a couple of magic mushrooms or so and watched Sesame Street.
You'd have a bad trip.
I don't know, dude. I might go crazy. Looking at that Big Bird, though. What about Barney? Ever watch Barney?
Yeah. I like Barney. I think.
Yeah,
I remember liking Barney.
But again, if we watch that today, it's this, like, middle-aged dinosaur hanging out with a bunch of kids. Like, I don't know about that, man. Who came up with that?
Yeah.
Who came up?
How do you know it's a middle-aged dinosaur, though?
Dude, well, he's not a kid dinosaur. He'd be a lot smaller, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Movie recommendation of the day, even though I think we've already given two.
Which one's the second one you get?
Watch the Mario movie.
Oh!
Yeah.
Man.
So good. I mean, I grew up playing Mario.
Yeah.
Playing Mario Kart, Mario Party.
Still play, you know?
Still play.
Not a past thing.
DS games. Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games.
Oh!
And at the
banger game.
Regular Olympic Games. Phenomenal games. But the movies were great. A lot of great references.
I want to say something. The Michael Jackson song, not 1972, 1987. My bad. Anyway, continue.
What? Where'd you get 72?
I don't know. It appears here, but then in the actual thing is 87. Whatever.
Watch the Mario movie. We got Chris Pratt as Mario.
What else?
Pretty good. I mean, at first I was a little bamboozled by the fact that they don't have their Italian accent because, like, they're Italian, you know? Yeah, like, what's going on here? But
they create like a whole. Like, they're, like, Italian family from Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a modern-day thing where, like, maybe their family has the accent, but they're, like...
Oh, the song started.
Oh, the next song.
Well, let's transport everyone back to the early 2000s, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's maybe such a good era.
1990s.
I was
1991?
Wow. What?
Anyway, this is Spin Doctors. This is
Two Princes.
By Spin Doctors. Enjoy. Banger.
One, two...
Just go ahead now. If you like to tell that, baby, just go ahead now. If you want to, baby.
That was Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
1991.
That's crazy. I could have sworn it was like 02.
91.5. You know, I think these guys, with this song at least, they were visionaries. They were making a song, you know, like a genre that would play and become very popular in the 2000s. Like with Blink 182.
Yeah.
All those like American Pie movies.
I wonder if Blink started in the
like
90s.
Late 90s, I think. Let me check.
Like, so. Sure. This music sounds like Moo Moo Meadows in Mario Kart.
Or like, it reminds me of the Barnyard, the movie.
Barnyard, the movie? Was that the one with the cow?
Yeah, with the cow and the pig. I had the video game. They started.
I think they made a TV show about
Blink 182's first album was in 94, but that's not very famous. Their first famous album, 97.
97, okay. That's sick.
Yeah. But yeah, enjoy this Banjo music.
Yeah, Barnyard was sick. Oh my god, I forgot about this.
I forgot the plot. I remember mainly because of the game. It was like this farm owner, and he had a barn, and when he would leave, like at night or when he was sleeping, all the animals
would
like come alive, and they would have like this like. Like the there would be like a cow that was a bouncer, and he would like protect the barn, and they would like go in, and they would have like games, and it was like a whole life.
So it's like
kind of like Toy Story.
I was about to say Toy Story for animals. Yeah.
For animals in a barn.
That's crazy.
Amazing.
They made a lot of random animated animal movies in the 2000s. You remember Over the Hedge?
Oh, amazing.
There is now one.
But not even animals, only everything animated, everything.
Yeah.
I feel like early 2000s.
I love animation.
No, yeah, amazing.
Honestly, they gotta bring it back more, especially with what we could do today.
I think we're just older.
No, I still love animation.
No, yeah, but like, you know what? No, I agree actually, because like I feel like these when
Mario.
Yeah, but like I feel like they were more creative with their.
Oh yeah,
with their stories and
Puss in Boots. Did you watch the new Puss in Boots?
That was electric.
Indeed. We loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best movies I've ever seen was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, never mind. I take that back.
That was like 20.
Some pretty good movies. That's 2D.
Huh?
That's 2D.
What do you mean 2D?
Like not 3D.
It's like 5D. It's got like crazy effects and visuals, and I don't even know how to explain such a thing.
We recommend that movie. Oh, it is 1:30.
Oh,
you know,
we'll figure it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're gonna do it later.
We'll play a song and then I'll give a little PSA.
Yeah.
What'd you guys have for lunch?
Call us. Tell us what you had for lunch.
Please call in. Actually, call in. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
What's the number?
Speaking of calling in, I need to get a haircut soon. So, do you know any good haircut places here?
Yeah. Mario's. I actually just went to Mario's. Yeah, no, I'm not even kidding.
I mean
John Ocampos.
John Ocampos, yeah, but he's not in business currently, but starting around August, he'll be... Speaking of John, he called me on the show.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
If you have any good barbershop or just haircutting place suggestions.
Dude, well, LeBron has that one that he does on the podcast. He calls it the barbershop. Gets like Rich Paul and the whole gang on there. I don't know how we're getting access to LeBron's barbershop, but that'd be pretty cool. If we go, we tell him about the Spider-Verse.
You're from LA.
Yeah. That only gets me so far, Doug. Oh. What's the number to call?
Oh, yeah. It's 855-915-9636. That is... 855-915-9636. We'll have a...
But do we know how to pick up the phone?
We'll try our best.
All right, I think we might be getting a caller. 855-915-9636. So what else is going on?
Well, it's a beautiful weather. We haven't mentioned.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful day. I haven't even said a word about that. Who did that one song?
Which? It's a Beautiful Day?
Yeah, is that James Blunt?
No, it's
James Day?
It's Michael Bublé.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a beautiful day.
You know, I don't think that's his real name, by the way. I think you might have made that up.
Oh, we get a caller. All right. Start talking.
Yeah, but how do you pick it up?
I don't know. Talk while I figure this out.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Today, I am 22 years old. Not today, as in it's my birthday, but it's just the age that I bear at this day and age. It's quite the time. We're about to graduate. And how's that phone call?
Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm not hearing anything.
Hello?
Alright, you fucked it. I mean, you fluffed it, Juanji.
Well, if you want to call again, I'll try again.
try again. I think we just have to pick it up on the phone, no?
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's see something here. Anyway. Oh, you know what? Actually, I got a little something here. I was doing a little research into good bits to do. Not on the show, just like in life.
Yeah.
I think these are hilarious. So when someone is explaining something to you and they're clearly finished explaining,
yeah,
you go, keep talking.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they don't have anything else.
And what happens after?
Well, they're just like, what do you mean? Like, I don't have anything else.
Has that happened to you a lot?
No. Yeah, that's all I got.
I thought you had the
pronouncing Illinois. Illinois.
Illinois. Is that how you actually pronounce it?
No, it's totally not.
No?
Not at all.
I've been doing it wrong all these years now.
No, it's not Illinois. When someone says they want to do something, they're excited for it, you say, are you sure you want to do that given your history?
That's kind of rude.
Yeah, but they don't have any history. It's just messing with them. Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
I think we should move to PSAs.
In this economy?
Ugh.
It doesn't even matter how the economy is doing.
I know people who say that a lot.
Oh,
in
really?
In this economy?
Yeah, but yeah. Then you're like, the economy is doing great. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, exactly.
It's a COVID thing. Well, you want to talk about going green with rechargeable batteries?
Well, no.
The bluegrass place? Oh, no, the music is gonna...
When I was young...
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that owning land was, like, the lamest thing you could... The lamest thing you could own.
Why?
It's like, you can own land, you can own an ice cream truck. I'm taking the ice cream truck.
Yeah, now, how old were you, like,
I was, like, probably, like, 7, 8. In retrospect, land, pretty good thing to own.
Great investment. You know what's also great?
What?
Going green with rechargeable batteries.
Yeah.
It is 1:38. Someone's calling, but you got to hold there because it's...
What do you mean?
It's PSA time.
No, let's pick it up.
Hey, read
let's
the
pick it
PSA
up. Let's
while
pick it up.
I try.
We're going to lose it.
Oh, my goodness.
How do we pick it up, though?
I don't know. Okay, we're trying our best. So you hold...
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey,
this is Juan.
What?
You can hear? No way.
Can I speak to Juanchi?
Yeah, Juanchi talking. Ben Tenzer speaking. Hello, Ben Tenzer.
Yeah, Ben Tenzer speaking. Juanchi's talking, right?
Oh, yes. Hello, my dear friend. How goes it over there?
It's Ben Tenzer talking to
hey,
Ben Tenzer.
My name is Benjamin Tenzer.
And oh, I'm no way, for, dude.
LeBron James's barbershop.
No way! What? Dude, can you slide me in? Can I get an appointment with Bron?
I'm looking for it. I don't know. You guys have been talking about LeBron James's barbershop.
Well, I figured he could use some more publicity so people actually know about it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm unfortunately unauthorized to give out that kind of information.
I thought he was calling.
Let me ask you, as someone with insider information into the barbershop
industry,
what is LeBron's favorite percentage of milk?
Oh, wow. You see, being in talks with LeBron and Gloria herself, LeBron's not really too much of a milk fan, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes low fat.
Low fat.
He goes low fat.
1%? And because I know these, like, people that are just out of their mind, and they put the milk before the cereal.
Yo, I'm not sure. Sorry, Ben. I'm handing you over to my son, Juanchi, over here.
Okay, all right.
Juanchi.
Benjamin, bro. Putting milk before cereal is a lifestyle.
Oh, no.
You think LeBron does that?
I think he knows what's up. I think he's a logical individual who knows how to use milk and cereal. And obviously, someone like of his stature would be putting milk before cereal.
Why don't you explain to the audience the reasoning behind putting the milk before the cereal?
Well, first of all, this is a tangential reason, but why do you, is it milk and cereal or cereal and milk? It's milk and cereal. It just sounds better. Milk before cereal. Second of all, when you pour the milk first, you have a better understanding of how much milk and cereal you're putting. Whereas if you put the cereal first, depending on the type of cereal you're putting in, it's sometimes very difficult. Difficult to tell how much milk and cereal you're putting in. Then if you factor in the different sizes of bowls that you're using in your lifetime, it's just better to stay consistent with putting milk first.
I'm convinced.
Cereals like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which are notoriously get soggy pretty quickly, if you put the milk after, it's going to get the cereal soggy.
Whereas how is it not going to get first, soggy if you put it first?
I mean, if you put it first, you can control the sogginess. You know, there's this thing called a spoon that you eat with. You could push down. You could push down the different parts of the cereal that you're about to eat to get it to the right level of sogginess to your preference.
Huh.
So how long do you take on average to make a bowl of cereal? Because this seems pretty complicated for you.
No, I mean, I'm just giving you the reasoning that goes out of my mind before I wake up every morning and I eat milk before cereal and watch my roommates, like, fucking roast. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Roast me about it. Hey, Ben, get real. You got the Knicks or the Cavs? First round. Here we go.
I got the Cavs.
Oh, you got the Cavs. Can we explain why you have the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I got Cavs at six. Is Brunson playing the whole series?
Yeah. He is. Fully healthy, he's back.
Then I might have Cavs in seven. Donovan Mitchell's the best player in the series.
Yeah, it isn't always about players, though. Sometimes
I know.
It's about the team.
I know. And I like Mobley. I like Allen down low. That's a tough paint. That's a tough paint to get into.
What do you think about Mitchell Robinson?
I'm not scared of Mitchell Robinson. Randall has to go crazy. And, you know, he's one of the most inconsistent guys in the game, so we'll see about that.
Do you think anyone in the NBA is scared of Mitchell Robinson?
No.
Bro. Jeez, forget about Hartenstein.
I don't think Mitchell Robinson is too much of a threat. I mean, Jared Allen, on the other hand, is an absolute beast in the paint.
I feel like they're two in the same kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, if Mitchell Robinson's like a four, Allen is like a seven.
Got it.
No, so, we'll see.
I completely disagree.
I know you disagree, and that's why you put the milk before the cereal. I will say,
that's why the milk comes through.
Quentin Grimes is a sleeper in this series, so we'll see what he does.
Don't forget about Quickley, bro.
Quickley has to go. Yeah, Quickley has to. Yeah,
hey,
do his thing.
He's getting a seven-game series, and it's all about the bench.
If Quickley's averaging under 15 in the series, they have no chance.
The invention. Yeah. I guess. But he's not going to be averaging less than 15, so we can rest that.
Yeah, we'll see. He doesn't really have playoff experience. Huh?
Are you a Lakers fan?
Yeah. Clippers, baby.
Lakers? Oh, you're a Clippers fan. Oh.
Yeah, we are screwed.
Yeah.
We are so screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, well, say hi to him in the barbershop. Let him know I'm trying to get a cut soon.
Yeah.
Hook us up. That was the whole point of this.
No,
but real talk, Frontline of Fresh in Medford is probably the best barbershop around.
What is it?
Which one?
Frontline of Fresh. I literally walked in there first time, boyed up with everyone. I was like, yeah, where's the CVS nearby? I need to get batteries for my Xbox controllers. Dude went up to one of his shelves and gave me like 12 batteries.
No way.
Huh.
Like, yeah, bro. He's just
in this economy?
In this economy, bro. I met one of them at Scholars and just boyed up with him.
That's crazy.
I met one of the barbers at Scholars.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in with us today, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for the calls and the recommendations.
Yeah, you guys are our radio show at 3 p.m. on Tuesday.
What?
We'll tune in.
Yeah, well, keep on rocking in the free world, and we'll see you later.
All right. Yes. Bye bye. Okay. Speaking of batteries.
Oh yeah, speaking of batteries.
Our PSA today is,
you gotta think about the environment while you're doing
about going green with rechargeable batteries. You wanna read this one today?
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with, especially in this economy. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Yeah.
This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing.
So
use your green batteries.
Yeah, recharge your batteries, right?
Your rechargeable batteries. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't charge the ones that are not rechargeable. But what do you do? What do you do with your batteries? Your non-rechargeable batteries.
Well,
where do you put them?
You throw them away.
Do you?
Is that bad?
See, I don't. I never thought so. Meanwhile, our roommates, the tall, lanky, English kind of sounding one.
The one who burns the kitchen?
Yeah, the one who sets the kitchen on fire, insists that we are not allowed to throw batteries away. And
what
we just
do you
have
do
like
it?
A pile of batteries. And so I was like,
just,
what are we doing?
You just
doing?
Hoard used like, batteries?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I got no use for that.
Can I say something? I'm really loving this banjo.
Yeah, you know what? It was great. Again, Kermit the Frog in my mind. What else could that be? Oh.
Barnyard.
Oh, yeah, Barnyard. Could also, I don't think it could be Courage the Cowardly Dog, although that was a great show.
Well,
and also the worst show. That gave me nightmares.
Should we play a song after like 20 minutes of talking?
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? I mean, that was a very informative phone call that we had with high-profile clientele.
Dude.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, Cavs in 6.5. We'll see. Play a song, why don't you?
All right, this is Hours by Melt.
Okay.
This is the singer. Used to go to Tufts.
What?
This is a great song.
No way.
Yeah. I met
Melt?
Her. She's really a good
Melt?
Singer. Yeah.
Was she at the...
They're big. This band is big. Like, they're... Let's see. Their most famous song, 9 million. That's pretty big for something that's just started.
9 more than we have.
Yeah. Anyway,
wow.
This
right.
is
yeah.
Hours by Melt. Enjoy.
Hours by Melt. Boom.
Sweetly, she spoke to me as if I had known her for years. Familiar. Each word like drawing on an old t-shirt. I could stay for hours if she. I could stay for hours if she. I could stay for hours if she let me. We'll be right back.
It's racing down my one-track mind. Spin like a slot machine, so talk to me and lose it all for a little while. I could stay for hours if you choose. I could stay for hours if you choose. I could stay for hours if she let me.
Yeah, I love this background
music. Yeah, that's I think weird. We're switching. I think we're gonna have to stop with.
What do we have? Like two more shows. Punch. Wait, how many more shows do we have? Because we need to get this conspiracy show in.
Like a month left.
So like three.
Yeah. All right. So that was Hours by Melt. Yeah, we're gonna.
I
play.
Can study to this music.
You can talk to this music.
Also, totally could be in that Wes Anderson movie. I'm telling you.
Which one?
Any. Also, there's one coming out about
isn't it his last
like
one?
A spacecraft landing. I think it's about Roswell.
Oh.
And it's coming out. I don't know eventually, but I'm very excited for that. Obviously. Again, folks, we've been talking about this conspiracy show for like 3 weeks. We keep forgetting, but it's coming. I guarantee you. I'm so passionate about so many of these different theories, ideas, questions, etc. And we're going to get deep. But we have to plan it out is the only issue. And
we will plan it out this week, and that is a promise.
Ooh. Promises are tough. It's Marathon Monday.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, let's play the last song because we don't have... Oh, yeah, do we have time?
Yeah,
we have like 2 minutes.
So what is your go-to snack? I don't know how to talk about
for
it.
Marathon Monday?
No, when you go to the movie theater.
Oh, it's popcorn and M&M's since you introduced me to that.
Yeah. That's true.
It was amazing.
What if you're not getting popcorn?
M&M's or black licorice, maybe?
Maybe. Wow, that's crazy, because I was about to say red licorice.
Red licorice?
I don't like the black licorice.
It's better. You should switch.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just prefer the flavor.
It's better.
Licorice is good. There's these dudes who made some kind of song, right? About
really?
I think it was about black licorice.
Oh yeah, it's like kind of like a peachy song.
What's it called? I think it was called. Was it red? Was it brown?
Black licorice.
And it was made by the peachy guys.
Oh, the peach.
Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that's from the movie we watched.
Oh, that was from the Mario movie. Oh, yeah. Obviously. That's because I was eating licorice.
Peach Pit.
Oh, Peach Pit.
Yeah. Shall we play it?
We cut out. Or my thing.
Oh, your thing got out?
That's fine. Yeah, so we're going to play.
This is Black Licorice by Peach Pit, and we'll see you all next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Hopefully, the conspiracy episode. All right, enjoy.
He knows he'll have to carry me home, and he'll say that's fine. But he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes it just like me, but she's on a stride of keeping her shit right in line. Black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold.
Let me